שלום, אנחנו מתחילים.
We are having a lesson from Moldova. We will start from Rabash, excerpt number 17. The whole of the Torah is one holy name. We must always consider the goal, which is to do good to his creations. If the evil inclination comes to a person and asks him all of Pharaoh's questions, he should not reply with lame excuse, but say, "Now, with your questions, I can begin with the work of bestowal." This means that we should not say about the questions of the evil inclination that it came to us in order to lower us from our degree. On the contrary, now it is giving us a place to work, by which we will ascend on the degrees of wholeness. That is, any overcoming in the work is called walking in the work of the Creator. Since each penny joins into a great amount, that is, all the times we overcome accumulate to a certain measure required to become a kli for the reception of the abundance. Hold on, let's advance. Item 18.
Rabash.
Article 22, the whole of the Torah is one holy name. For this reason, when the evil inclination brings us foreign thoughts, this is the time to take these thoughts and raise them above reason. Meaning, to rise above them. And this is something one can do with everyone's soul desires. It's not that he was deviated or something or anything, but he should not say that now he has received rejection from the work. Rather, he should say that he was given thoughts and desires from above so as to have room to admit them into Kedusha, holiness, meaning to acquire the connection with the Creator through them, meaning that with the one who is sending all of these deflecting desires. It therefore follows that it is to the contrary, because he is brought closer from above, he was sent work, it was said about this, the ways of the Lord are straight, righteous, walk in it, and transgressors fail in it, meaning all the desires like food, sex, family, work, whatever, you name it, everything. You simply have to take it into consideration in a way that you accept it as something that's necessary for your existence. You don't reject anything. It's forbidden for us to, you know, fast, not get married, be a monk, things like that. That's forbidden in Kabbalah, meaning we have to use all of the fulfillments of this world so that they will support your work with the Creator. This condition is called no more and no less, meaning it's not praised nor condemned. And therefore it says, the ways of the Lord are straight, righteous walk in it, and transgressors fail in it. Meaning, if a person's worthy, with the help of these transgressions, he gets an ascent. And if he doesn't, meaning he will not be able, with the help of the group, the lessons, everything that he was given in order to advance, then by that he will spiritually descend. Decline. Let's go. Continue. 19. Rabash. Item Article 44. What is an optional war in the work? 2. All those thoughts that the will to receive brings him are sent to him from above because he wants to walk on the path of bestowal.
Но пока ленится в своей работе.
But in the meantime, he is idle in the work. Therefore, the person prays for the Creator to bring him closer to himself. This way the connection happens. And when a person's idle in the work, because he prayed to the Creator to bring him closer to being in dvikut with the Creator, which is equivalence of form, when it is apparent that the person is idle in the work, he has sent the foreign thoughts that a person cannot agree to be under such a control. Meaning a person starts rejecting, pushing it back. By pushing it back, it starts awakening in him a greater understanding of him being not on the path toward bestowal. And a person feels this in turn gives a person a push that he must overcome the state he is in. It therefore follows that from this bad, when a person feels that he is in such a lowly state that he never imagined that he could be under such governance, for this reason he should not be alarmed and escape the campaign. On the contrary, he should believe that the Creator is taking care of him now, even though that he thinks that the Creator left him and he is bringing him closer through a state of ahoyim, posterior, even though that he thinks the complete opposite, but this is how he feels. And of course, with the help of the lessons, the friends, he has to understand that this is exactly how the Creator brings him nearer. He brings him closer by awakening these negative kinds of emotions in him. It's like a kind of flirt, like something that by which the Creator rejects a person from himself. By that, he awakens in him the desire toward himself. This is as it is written in the Book of the Sages about the verse, "My beloved is like a gazelle." Our sages said, as the gazelle looks back when he runs, when the Creator leaves Israel, he turns back his face, meaning awakens in us a feeling that he's moving away from us. And this is done this way on purpose in him, in order to again renew a yearning in us for him. Then the face returns to being in the Ahoai, meaning craving and longing to cling to Israel once more, meaning that he yearns to once again connect with the Creator, and then in him awaken all those qualities, desires, that by which he is capable of revealing the Creator. Very similar to how things are. Let's continue. Item 20.
20th punkt.
Bala Sulam Shamadi 42. What is the acronym Elul in the work? When one works in order to bestow, he does not mind what he feels during the work. Rather, even in a state where he sees a shape of black, he is not impressed by it, but he only wants the Creator to give him strength to be able to overcome all the obstacles. It means that he does not ask the Creator to give him a shape of white, but to give him the strength to overcome all the concealments. Hence, those people who want to work in order to bestow, if there is always a state of whiteness, the whiteness allows one to continue in the work. This is because while it shines, one is able to work even in the form of reception for oneself. Hence, one will never be able to know if his work is in purity or not. And this causes him never to be able to be awarded dvikut, meaning he doesn't have a clear understanding of where he is. For this reason, he is given from above a form of blackness, and then he sees if his work is in purity. This means that if one can be in gladness in a state of blackness too, it is a sign that his work is in purity for the sake of the Creator, since one must be glad and believe that the form above created out of it. Item 21.
Рабаш, статья 6.
Рабаш, article 6.
90-го года.
From 1990, when should one use pride in the work? A person has to pay attention. A person should pay attention to this and believe that the Creator is tending to him and guides him on the track that leads to the king's palace. It follows that he should be happy that the Creator is watching over him and gives him the descents as well. That is, a person should believe as much as he can understand that the Creator is giving him the ascents, since certainly a person cannot say that he himself received the ascents, but that the Creator wants to bring him closer. This is why he gives him the ascents. Also, a person should believe that the Creator gives him the descents as well, because he wants to bring him closer. Therefore, every single thing that he can do, he must do as though he is in a state of ascent. Therefore, when he overcomes a little during the descent, it is called an awakening from below. Each act that he does, he believes that it is the Creator's will, and by this itself he is rewarded with greater nearing, meaning that the person himself begins to feel that the Creator has brought him closer.
Next, Rabash, excerpt number 21, the sanctity of the month. A person needs to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven, even if he's on the lowest possible level. On the lowest level, where there cannot be any greater lowness than that. Meaning that he is going above reason and his feeling without accepting them as his reason, and then it's called that he's standing between heaven and earth and has no support, for then everything is above reason. Then a person says that the Creator sent him this state where he is in utter lowliness on purpose, since the Creator wants him to take upon himself the burden of the kingdom, the control of the Creator, which also comes from the Creator, and specifically so that he will come closer to him. And then he takes upon himself this control because he believes above reason that this state came from the Creator, and that specifically the Creator wants him to see this lowest possible state that can be in the world. And yet he must say that he believes in the Creator in all manners, and this is